Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Oh, praise God. Dr. Mary Tisdale Green here, a Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry. And I am so encouraged to be here with you on this evening to talk about the consequences of your choices. And this is one of the chapters from my book. And the title of my book is The Power of Your Choice. The Power of Your Choice. And so I wanted to come on and talk about it with you tonight to encourage you, amen, to take a look and think about the choices that we make. So before we get into it on tonight, I want us to first to have a word of prayer, and then we will go in and talk about the consequences of your choices. Praise God. Most gracious Father, we sure do thank you tonight, and we magnify your holy name. For you are so worthy, God, of every one of our praises, and we give them to you. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve, and we thank you for it right now, God. Father, we ask your blessings as we talk about the consequences of the choices that we make, God. We ask that you would give wisdom, give knowledge, give understanding. Touch that person that needs to hear this and be encouraged on tonight. And we just thank you for it right now, God. In Jesus' mighty name, we do pray and we thank you. And amen, praise God, praise God, praise God. Yes, 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 he is so worthy. God is so worthy to be praised. So, like I said, we're going to talk about the consequences of your choices. And this is one of the chapters from my book, praise God. The title of my book is The Power of Your Choice. The Power of Your Choice. And my book, praise God, is Young Women, The Profound Power of Their Choices, and provide valuable insight on how to forge their own paths with wisdom. Yes, this is what my book is about and what it's going to help young women do. Thank you, Lord. The Power of Your Choices. And this is, as I say, one of the chapters of the book. Praise God. And so it's 10 chapters, my book is 10 chapters of empowering, tantalizing steps for young women to forge their own paths with wisdom. Amen, with wisdom. And we want to get in here and we want to talk about it. And if you would like to talk about it with me, praise God, you can call in. Amen, and we can talk about it together. And my call-in number, 319-527-6756. Again, that is 319-527-6756. 6756, and we can talk about it together on tonight. The consequences of your choices. Have you ever thought about that? There are consequences for the choices that we make, for the decisions that we make, that there are consequences, good or bad. Good or bad. There is always consequences for our actions. So I want you to think about it with me on tonight as we talk about it on tonight. So I have written 10 empowering, tantalizing steps for young women to forge their own path with wisdom. So there's 10 chapters in my book. The title, again, is The Power of Your Choices. And so I want you to know that you have power. Don't let anyone take away your power to decide what you want to do, to make you make your choices. Amen. And then we want you to make them with wisdom. Praise God. What is wisdom? Yes, what is wisdom? And I consulted the dictionary, and it said that wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment, the quality of being wise. Scripture tells us that wisdom comes from God. And if a man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and he will give it to him liberally. So there's no excuse for us not being wise in the decisions that we make. Praise God, young women. Amen. God has given us, amen, wisdom, so we can make powerful choices, our own choices, to be able to forge our own path with wisdom, not what somebody else told us to do, but what we thought about. We thought about how to do this. And so in my book, I talk about these ways, praise God, to forge our path with wisdom. And so, but tonight, we're just going to talk about the consequences of your choices. And like I say, there are 10 chapters in my book, praise God, and this is just one of them. Amen. I don't want to give all to you, but I just want to give you a snippet, praise God, and enhance your taste buds, amen, to go out and purchase my book. And I am going to be, I'm waiting right now for my cover to come in, my book cover, and as soon as it comes in, I will be taking orders. I'll be taking pre-orders for my book that I will be having released on my birthday in February. Yes, in February. And I'm not sure where I want to go to have it released yet, but I have three places in mind. Either to do a cruise, doesn't matter where, but to do a cruise. I have found that I love cruising. And so the second place is to go to Hawaii. Oh, I went there and I just fell in love with Hawaii. And it truly is a paradise. It is a paradise. And the third place is to go somewhere in Africa. And so I haven't decided where I want to go yet. But I do want to go to one of those places to release my book, praise God, talking about the power of your choice. And so I want young women, praise God, and then, you know, others that read will pick up and read it, amen, to think about the choices that they make. Now, I'm talking to my young self. That's my avatar that I'm talking to on tonight. And thinking that the choices that I made a lot of quick rush decisions. I didn't think about, you know, some of the things or some of the consequences of my actions. I didn't think about it. And if I had thought more, praise God, I would have done differently. And so if it's out there for you, and if I can help you avoid the same pitfalls that I stepped into, then I will have done all that I can do to help you to avoid those same ones. So on tonight, there are different types of consequences. There's social, there's economic, there's health, there's personal growth, there's time management, then there's reputation and character. Praise. These are different types of consequences. And it is essential for us to consider the potential personal consequences of our decisions and our actions, especially in areas that directly affect our well-being and those of others around us. So we want to take these into consideration and think about the things that we do. Praise God. Not only does it affect us, but it affects others around us. You know, I didn't think about that. I was so caught up in what I was doing. I had went to Chicago in the summer of 66 and stayed with my brother there. And I met a guy, praise God, and went back to my home of Arkansas and didn't want to be there anymore, wanted to go back to Chicago and live there. And so that's what I did. But my decision, I made it in haste. I didn't think about it. I didn't think about their consequences for the actions that I took, but I wasn't thinking about that. I was only thinking about what I wanted to do. I didn't consult my mom or my dad or anyone about what I was about to do, praise God. And, you know, we need to not just, you know, make them ourselves, but we need to ask others, get them involved, amen, in our decisions. So social consequences talks about how my decision can influence my relationship with others, either strengthens or straining that connection. My decision can impact my well-being, can my emotions, and overall life satisfaction. Personal consequences refer to outcomes that directly affect an individual as a result of their actions, their decision, or behavior. The consequences can be both positive and negative and can influence various aspects of a person's life. Have you ever thought about that? It's more than just you. It's more than just me that's involved, praise God. So I need to think about the impact that the consequences is going to have on me from the decision that I made. Amen, amen. And so then there's economic. The choice is related to specific investment and career path can have financial impact. So I need to think about that. I need to really think, because there are consequences for me not going to school, not getting, you know, a good education, not graduating, there are consequences. I want all of these beautiful things, and I see others with them. But can I afford them? Have I done what I need to do to be able to afford them? So there are consequences for my decisions. When I decide, not listening to somebody else, but when I decide, because see, I can't blame anyone else. I can't fault anyone else for the decisions that I make. So I need to be wise. I need to be wise in the decisions that I make. So in my book, praise God, that I am sharing with you tonight and talking about the power of your choice. You have power. You have power. Don't let nobody take away your power of the choices that you make, because you are the one that's going to have to live with that. You're going to have to live with that choice. So be wise. Be wise. If you lack wisdom, ask God. Or get with somebody that's wise and ask them for their advice. What do you think? What do you think about this? And be wise, because the final decision is yours, praise God. And then there is health consequences. You know, our decisions about our lifestyle, our diet, and our medical choices. You know, I didn't think about my lifestyle when I left my home and went back to Chicago. All I was thinking about was what I wanted. Not concerned about nobody else, but what I wanted. And so a lot of things, our decisions affect our health. You say, how? It affects our inner man. It don't show on the inside or on the outside right away, but it affects how our sleep, it affects how we interact with others. Praise God. So we have to consider the health consequences of our choices, our actions, and how we get what we need. So we have to live healthy. We have to eat healthy. I'm finding that we have to exercise. The older we get, praise God, the more that we have to do to keep up, to stay up, to keep our minds healthy. We have to get enough sleep. Praise God, we can't sleep on an hour's sleep, but we have to take naps. Whatever it takes, we have to do that. Praise God, but we have to think about there are health consequences for our actions, for our decisions. Then there's personal growth. Amen. Who don't want to grow personally? The decisions to pursue new opportunities, hobbies, or education can contribute to personal development and self-improvement. Yes, I know for myself that the Lord has blessed me to come a long way. Praise God. I remember when I did go back to Chicago for years, I didn't do a lot of things. But then I decided that I wanted to go back to school. So I did. I went back and I got my bachelor's in finance, praise God. And then I moved to Texas, and then I decided that I wanted more. I wanted to leave a legacy for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grand, and on for each generation, that granny or mama, praise God, that she achieved all that she could. And that's what I want to leave, that legacy, that I'm not a quitter. Don't be a quitter. But the choices that we make. So I went back to school in 2013 and got my master's. And then I went back and graduated in 2015 with my doctorate in divinity. And so I praise God because I enjoyed learning. I enjoyed learning, talking about the personal growth. And it's my decision, the power of my choice. And I chose to do that because I want, you know, I want to go as far as I can go, as high as I can go. So I also went back to school and became a chaplain. Praise God. And so the power of my choice, the power of my choice, the legacy that I will leave to my children, grandchildren, on and on and on down through the generations, they can say, well, Mama did it. She went back to school. If she did it, I can do it. Praise God. She made the choice after all of the things that happened in her life. She made the choice to go back to school to look at and her personal growth. We started out living on the west side of Chicago. That's where I started out. My grandmother and my aunt, God, they lived on the south side. So eventually we moved to the south side. But it was a choice that I made. And a funny thing is that my sister and a friend of ours, we all were in the same neighborhood. My sister lived with me. And so we were going to school. I was going to junior college, and I received my AA in business administration. And, you know, we were going in the evening. And so we were, we considered ourselves armed and dangerous. I had my, because, you know, just the women. So I had my protection. My sister had knuckles. And we just thought that we were bad. We just thought that we were bad, praise God, and that we could handle anything that may have came up against us. And so, but it was my choice to go back to school. They quit, but I kept going. I kept going from that AA to my bachelor's. And so my personal growth, it was my choice to do it. So in my book, The Power of Your Choice, you'll see these consequences of making the right choice, of thinking about the choice that you make. Then there's time management, praise God. Then there's reputation, your reputation and your character. All of these things go in to making better choices, to making you a better person, me a better person. So I want you to think about the choices that you've made and think about the choices that you could have made better. So I want you to stay tuned for when my book is going to be, when I'm going to start taking orders, and so that you can get your copy and see for yourself, read it for yourself, and think about the power of your choice. So again, I am so grateful, amen, for the Lord and his blessing me to write this book, praise God. And so I'm going to be, we're going to be doing this until even after my book comes out. We're going to be talking about the book and the different chapters and the different things that I am doing with this book and where I'm going to go. What do you think? Where do you think I should go? To Africa? To Hawaii? Or on a cruise? What do you think? Drop me a line, praise God, and let me know where you think I should go to release my book. Well, it has been fun. I've had a blast, Amen. It has been great. It has been great. Yes. Being here with you on tonight. So until the next time, you have a fabulous, fabulous evening. Bye-bye now.